Daf is Daf Pei. So we got to the bottom of Ayin Tes Amar Beis, the Mishnah there. So the Mishnah says, Kasav L'shem Malchus Shein Hugenis. Person, there's a halacha, the Gemara is going to explain that you're supposed to write the get for the shame of the Malchus that you live in. So they write for the shame Malchus Shein Hugenis, an inappropriate Malchus. We'll see in a second that's going to be possible. And the Gemara is going to tell us what's a Malchus Shein Hugenis. The Gemara will tell us it's Rome, L'shem Malchus Madai, L'shem Malchus Yavon, these types of Malchios that don't exist anymore, that have been wiped out. Or you write to Lebidin Beis or Lechurban Beis, or you write Hayah B'Mizrach, he's in the east, but Kasa B'Mar, but he was in the west, or he was in the Mar, he was in the west, but Kasa B'Mizrach, he was in the east. All those above examples, the law is Tete Mizeh Mizeh, that she has to get a get, Shecha get Mizeh Mizeh. Meaning, there's not a good get, let's say she got remarried to a second person. So that second marriage is not really a good marriage because she was never divorced in the first place. So she needs to get a second divorce from the second one, even though there's no need for one. Rashi explains that because look at Tete Mizeh Mizeh. Im Nises beget Zeh, she gets married on the grounds of this get. Tete Min HaRishon, Umin HaSheni. So the first one we know why, because now she was with another man, so she's asked to stay with the first husband. She was never really divorced from the first husband, it was a possible get, so you need to give a second get for the first marriage. So why do you need a get for the second marriage? The second marriage wasn't Chal, because she was still a married woman. V'tzicha get Sheni, Rashi explains, Min HaRishon, v'get Min HaSheni, v'yafa pishe kedushe Sheni, lo have a kedush, and it wasn't good. V'yavamos, mifarish taima, gezer Shema yomu, people might say, Giresh HaRishon, get Gamor. People are going to say, the first marriage was really ended. The first one was a good get. V'nasa Sheni, and she got married correctly with the second man. V'nim says, Eshes Ish, Yotze Blo Get. Now she's walking around free, a single woman, without having a get from the second person. So therefore, we require a get, midirabanan, because of this gezera. Then the Mishnah says, Vein la lo ksuba. In this situation, from both the first and second marriage, she doesn't get the ksuba. Lo per, she doesn't get the fruit as well. Rashi explains, lo per is what it means she doesn't get fruit. Din peros, shetikna la leisha pirkuna le mishviya tachas a peros val elu ein laklam. The peros what's referring to is, let's say she brings in some nichse malug, so the husband eats the fruit. So in his zechus of eating the fruit, he's responsible from being poed to her if she ever gets held captivity. So that's halacha. When we say peros, we're really referring to her. She doesn't get the right of her husband, either one of them, having to redeem her. They're not obligated to redeem her since she shouldn't be married to either one anyways. V'lo mazonos, they're not obligated to feed her. V'lo blaos, if there's any remnants of clothing that may have worn down, they're not obligated to give her those blaos. Lo alzeh, neither the first or second marriage. Im nutla, if she does take any of these things, the lach is mizeh mizeh, she takes from either one, tachzer, she has to return it. V'avlad mamzer, the child is a mamzer, mizeh mizeh, from both marriages. The child will be a mamzer, Rashi explains, havlad mamzer, mizeh mizeh, im hachzir harishon, if she remarries the first one, because the children, of course, before the first get, are certainly not mamzer. It's only after she's been with the second man that goes back to the first one, then such a child, Rashi says, v'yaldullah ben havi mamzer midirabanan, only be midirabanan, v'yavamos amrinan de aser mamzer's hol v'chashim min atar, since they're really permitted to stay married to each other, the first one, so the children will not be mamzerim. At worst, there'll be a mamzer midirabanan.
You mean halachically?
Halachically, I don't know. Probably don't allow them to get married to anybody who's kosher.
So then, how's it different than the mamzer deraisa?
Because you can't marry mamzer deraisa. Can't marry mamzer deraisa.
You can only marry mamzer derabanan. Which would probably be a very hard thing to find.
Right.
Even more worse. Even worse than being a
mamzer deraisa. Right. Yeah. May as well be a chatzi ev, a chatzi ben charon then. Can't get married. Okay. So the Mishnah says, V'lo zemizeh mitamin lo, neither one is mitami. If they are a kohen and she dies, neither one are allowed to become tame for her. V'lo zemizeh zachin lo b'mitziyas lo b'maisiyadeh v'lo b'hafars nidareha. Neither husband is zoche in any of her findings, any of her earnings, and neither are they able to make for her nidarm. Let's say she's a Bas Yisrael, and she's married to a Kohen, and this happens, Nif Salas Minakuna, she's no longer permitted to stay married to Kuna, and moving forward, she can't marry a Kohen either. She has a din of a Zona. That's also interesting. Rashi says, Nif Salas Minakuna, de Zonahi. Aha. So why not a Grusha? So it must be referring to that she can't stay married. No, we already have that. So why not because of a Grusha? That's a good question. So they ask this question at the bottom here. So why don't they say because she's a grusha like you said?
he dies before he gives a get.
Uh-huh.
She was Mizana, that we know. I mean, he's saying it could be a case where she didn't...
Okay, apparently Tosa says, in a Hanami, it's possible meeting Grusha as well.
Right, okay.
Says the Mishnah further in the top of Pamun Aleph now, Bas Levi min a Meiser. A Bas Levi, if this happens there, she can no longer eat Meiser, Rishon. Bas Kohen min a Chuma, she can't go back to her father's house and eat Chuma anymore. Rashi quotes the Pasuk in Sota, a few places, the Pasuk in Nasa that's quoted in Sota. It says, Mevinitma nitma gimel pamim, echel abal, echel abol, echel chuma. When an Eish Yish is with another man, there are three ramifications. She's usher to the husband, usher to the boel, and usher to Chuma. Then the Mishnah says, Vein Yorshin Shel Zev, Yorshin Shel Zev, Yorshin Ksuvasa. Neither of the first husband or the second husband's Yorshin are going to Yorish the Ksuba. So they point out here, Rashi says, what do you mean? He quotes the Gemara Nivamos, there's no Ksuba. We already said she doesn't get Ksuba. So what Ksuba are they talking about? He's referring to Ksuba's Bin and Dichon, that whole discussion in the Gemara. Ksuba's about Bin and Dichon, that they get that if their mother dies, so the children are able to get of her, let's say there are multiple sets of children from different marriages. So, and then they all have the same father. The father dies, they all split the pot. But if they have different mothers, so the children get to collect their ksuba of their mother and the ksuba from their mother before dividing the rest of the pot. So referring to that ksuba dichon, that's what it's referring to in this situation. But still, I don't fully get it because she doesn't get a ksuba in the first place.
The first guy.
I think it's referring to the fact, because the way it works is the wife dies first. So the husband gets to hold on to the ksuba. He doesn't pay out the ksuba because she died before him. Now that money, so now when the father dies, so then typically the children would be yorish the amount of money of the ksuba that the father currently owns, and then they'll divide the rest of the pot. So we're saying here that two as well will not, they won't get either. That ksuba is bin and dichon. That's what the Gemara is referring to, the Mishnah is referring to. Okay. Then the Mishnah says, Vim Mesu, if let's say they die, let's say the husbands die of each of these cases, so the Achiv, the brother-in-law is the Achiv Shazev, Achiv Shazev holds him lo miyatim. They don't do Yibum, they're not allowed to, because they're Aser, but they have to do Chalitza because they're still attached. At least the first one. Rashi says, Achiv Shosheni holds Midirban. The first one, there's a real Chalitza. Because she's really married to the first one, and the husband dies, so the brother would have to do a Chalitza Midiraisa. The second husband dies, so there's really no need for a chalitza because she was never married to him, so it's only a chalitza midir banan, Rashi says. Then the Gemara Mishnah says, Shina shmo, iro, shina shmo, shma, shem iro, shem ira. They change his name, her name, his city, her city, teiti mizeo mizeo, vechol hadrachma ilaba. Changing any form of that on the get will disqualify the gittin, and therefore the first marriage still stands, and the second, she has to get divorced from the first one and the second one, all the same halachas. So all the case of Arayos. So let's say a man is married to two women. And he's murtad to marry these two women. But his brother, he dies. Now his brother is asked to one of the wives because of an erva. Again, the initial marriage was a good marriage for both women. But it happens to be, if whatever the relationships work out, the brother, it's the etzim being, let's say, the brother's daughter. Right? It's possible. So you have Reuven's daughter marries Shimon. And Shimon has another wife. Shimon dies. So Reuven can't marry his own daughter, obviously. So just like the own daughter, so it's an erva, but the tzara is, therefore the tzara is also completely scot-free. There's no need for Yibam or Chalitza. Right. So says the Mishnah, Kol Arayos She'amru Tarosein Mutaros, like the case we just described, Halchla Tzaros Eilu. So these tzaros went off and married somebody else because the second their husband died, they were single. So Vinisu, and they got married. Vinimtsu Elu Islandus. Turns out that Reuven's daughter, who had married Shimon, was really an Islandus, which means that Kedushin wasn't Chal in the first place. So, the Tsara was really stuck to Reuven, because there was no Erev anymore to speak of. You following this whole case?
Why is there no Erev yet?
Because, the Tsara has nothing to do with Reuven. It was the daughter. Again, Shimon had two daughters.
Right.
Bas, we call it Bas, and Tsara. So the Bas turned out to be an islandess. So the marriage with Shimon never existed. So Shimon really only had one wife, which was the Tzara. So when Shimon dies, the Tzara is completely mutter to be with Reuven. So once Shimon died, the Bas had no right to go ahead and get married to somebody else. She was still Zakuk to Reuven. Reuven had to do Chalitza first. He never did Chalitza. So she was a Shomer Yavam who ended up marrying somebody else. Okay. So that if that happens, Tate Mizel Mizel, she has to get divorced from, she can't stay married to Reuven. And she can't stay married. She can't get married to Reuven, and she can't stay married to the guy she got married. But chal d'racham eilaba, like we said above, these are all these situations where we apply teitu mizeh umizeh. Another situation: the Mishnah says hakone says yavamto v'halcha terasa. So a guy gets married. So again, Reuven leaves over. Rather, Shimon leaves over two wives. So Reuven does even with one wife. It was mutatim, and the tzara goes off and gets married now because she's scot free. Now what happens, halchot tzarasa v'nizah, so the tzar gets married, lacher, to somebody else, v'nimtei zu shayisa ailness, turns out Reuven, who he did Yibam with, of Shimon's first wife, was actually ailness, so that means the Yibam wasn't good. So that means that Tzara is still attached to Reuven, and she had no right to get married to somebody else. So the halacha is, again, teitzi mizeh umizeh v'chal d'racham eilubah. Next case, kasev sofer get li'isha, li'ish v'shover ha'li'isha, the sofer writes to the man in the get, and the receipt to the wife, Vita, and the way it's supposed to work is now the man is supposed to give the get to the wife, and the wife gives the receipt to the husband. But Ta, he made a mistake. Vinasan get Lisha, he placed the get in the hand of the Isha, and the shover Lisha, and the receipt to the man, and then they exchanged Nasu Zelazen, not knowing, not reading what was on the documents, and the wife gave the get to the husband, which of course doesn't work. And L'acher, Zman, after some time, the Haray get, they realized, Yotim Yad Ha'ish, she said, wait a second, I'm holding the get, I never gave her the get, she's not single. Vishover miyad isha, and she's realizing she's still holding on to the receipt. So the lachitz, the get wasn't chal, and she was not allowed to get married to somebody else. Teitim mizeh mizeh, she has to get divorced both from the first husband and from the second husband. V'chol adracham eiluba. Comes along Rabbi Elazar, and he qualifies and says as follows: Omer im la'alter. If this all happened, they recognize this right away that they switched the get and the shover yatsa. So then yatsa ein zeh get. So again, im la'alter yatsa. If they realize this after right away, it was not a good get. But im lacher zman, if after some time they finally realize yatsa hareza get, we say it is a get. If it happened, we have to define what's considered la'alter, what's not la'alter. But again, if they realize it immediately, then it's not chal, they have to re-exchange. If after some time they realize it, then we say it was a good get, something must have happened in the interim, because lo kol hemino min arishon le'abed zechus shel shenim. The rishon does not have the right to destroy the zechus of the shenim. So who's the rishon, who's the sheni here? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, this is all the way towards the bottom here, last Rashi in the Mishnah, it's around seven narrow lines up, le'abed zechus shel shenim, shenasa, that the first guy, the first husband, has no right to destroy the zechus of the second guy. I mean, he doesn't care. He wants to divorce anyway. Then and now, he's divorced. He's just ruining the second marriage as well. What's going to happen is he's starting to communicate with his ex-wife now. His ex-wife married the second guy. This ex-wife wants out of the second marriage. So she said, let's create this whole thing. Let's switch the get and the shover. We're going to go to Bezdin and claim, we never gave a real get. I never had a right to marry the second guy, so we're concerned of some trickery going on. So therefore, if it happened, they realize only after time, we don't trust that the mistake was originally that way, and we do say it is a good get in the first place.
Even though the halachic implication of them doing this kanunya would be that she'd have to be teitzei mizeh umizeh, and she wouldn't be able to remarry the first husband.
Either way, she can't marry the first husband.
August.
Exactly. So either she can't, so it's really
Kanunya just to get her out of the second
marriage. Exactly. Right. Okay, the Gemara says, my malchus in Haganes. What does it mean,
would it be Machzir Grishas? So if it turns out, maybe they think that they're being mavatal the second marriage, and it wasn't actually a marriage, and it was, but she still had to be it to another man.
No, this is Znus. I don't think Znus is considered Machzir Grishas.
Znus would remove that whole ability to remarry?
No, it does not. Zuzus is not.
Asalabal. So she would, that would still apply, the concept of asalabal. So she would still be us the first.
Exactly.
Time.
She's still married.
So again, right. So what was their cheshbon that they're? You think it's just to get them out of the situation?
That's what I thought. Just to help her get out. He still cared for her as a person, as a friend, as a platonic friend. Okay, the Gemara says,
no such thing.
My malchus in Hugenis, what does it mean, a government that's inappropriate? Malchus HaRamayim, I'm not sure what you guys are talking about. I'm talking about the Malchus HaRamayim, referring to the Roman government. The Maikarile Malchus Sheinu Hogenes. Why is it referring to? Why is it referred to as an inadequate type of government? Mishum Dein Lehem Loksav LaLashon. They were very unaccomplished. They didn't have their own unique ksav. They didn't have their own unique language. Though I thought they did.
Yeah, I thought they were even much more like advanced than anybody.
Yeah, I thought so as well. So maybe I'm missing something here. Rashi says they took from another government, another nation. They stole their language and script. So maybe the fact that we attribute it to the Romans, it wasn't really theirs. They just jacked it from some other nation. That's what it sounds like. Ratosis asks in Megillah, apparently, what do you mean? The Bnei Romans spoke Aramis. They spoke Aramaic. Tosis asks in Avodah Zarah, every nation's language evolved from a previous language. It all started from one place, and it kind of slowly evolved to some other thing. So no nation has a unique nation. Let's sit down and just create a different way of speaking. That's what Tosin Avodah Zarah asks, apparently. And therefore, Tosin argues in Rashi and says, doesn't mean that they didn't have their own unique language. They didn't have their own secret code language that the governors would use. That's what it sounds like.
No Yiddish.
They didn't have exactly Yiddish. Again, everyone spoke the same language, but apparently many governments had a special language just for that was reserved for the higher-ups, and that they didn't have. So it shows they weren't so advanced, though. Okay. Let's go weiter. Gemara says now, Amar Ula, Ula says, Mipnei matikinu malchus begitin. What was the reason why they required a person to place on the get the shame of the government that they lived in? Mishum shal malchus, in order to give peace to show that they like the malchus, that they're getting along with the malchus. Mishum shal malchus teitzei v'alad mamzer. Wait a second. So you don't really need the malchus, but it's only because of
a nice thing
to do, shal malchus. So if you put the wrong thing on, it's going to disqualify the get. That doesn't make any sense. Gemara says, yes, we've seen this before in the Masechet Gittin. In Rabbi Meir l'tame, damar Rabbi Havnuna, mishmei de'ula, amar ha'yar Rabbi Meir, kol ha'mishana mi'matebeya she'tavu chachamim mi'gittin, adlam ha'mas. Anybody who strays from the way that the coinage, the way they establish the get to be written, that's going to be considered a bad get.
Where people like they don't do the get correctly or the ksuba correctly and then they never really marry?
I'm sure it happens. It could happen. I don't know. I don't know any stories like that. I know cases where the ksuba, they found mistakes in the ksuba afterwards and they fixed them. The ksuba is not as big of a problem.
Right, because they have everything else in bichal.
It doesn't disqualify the get.
The condition of bichal in other ways. Ksuba is not going
won't disqualify, but there is an issa to live together without a kasher ksuba. That's not an issa to the marriage. The marriage is still a good marriage, but just for technical reasons, they have to fix the ksuba as soon as possible. Gittin, certainly, if it's possible, we're very makbid on gittin. Very, very makbid. I've never seen one. But I just had a guy actually Tom in my house just yesterday. He sits on the bezdin in Gittin. He was telling me a little bit about it. That you have to. I didn't even realize this. The signing of the names also has to be written in Safras. The Edis and the Dayan have to be in Safras as well. Mm. So
interesting.
Okay. The Gemara says
too many.
What? Unfortunately. The Gemara says the Shem Malchus Yavin. If you write the Shem Malchus Yavin to the Greek government, that's going to be possible as well. Gemara wants to know, Tzrichi, why do you need all these different cases of Malchus Sheinu Hogenes, Malchus Yavin, Malchus Madar? So Gemara says, Tzrichi, di Ashmin, and if we only taught the case of Malchus Sheinu Hogenes, which is Rome, Mishum Demlicha, because I guess they're still active. Where's the Rashi here? Mishum Demlicha, Rashi says two wide lines down. Mishum Demlicha, Achshav Himoleches. They're currently still in control. Lefikach Yisaknu Bahamelech Shel Malchuzu V'yakbidimanu. So, I think it's referring to if the get was written in a different place that was not controlled by the Romans, and they wrote the Romans on it, that's why it would be disqualified, because the local government will be very upset that they're writing Malchus Rome, the competition. Malchus Ma, the Malchus Yavan, Ma, the Havahave, but they don't feel vulnerable, threatened by Ma, the Malchus. They don't exist anymore by Ma, the Yavan. So maybe they'll be okay with that. Kamashman, even that will be inappropriate. These cases, but still, even though they don't exist, they were still once very powerful governments. It's going to bother the current government that the get's being written in. It came to Binyan Beis Hamikdash. Whatever happened. It's in the past. That shouldn't bother them. And that bothers them as well. That bothers the local government because they're remembering their good days when things were great for them. That bothers us. That means they're not happy now in our government. Aval churban habayis did tsarahu, but right churban habayis, that would be bothersome, that would cause them tsar, that doesn't show that they're unhappy with our government. Emolo, maybe they would permit the churban habayis to be written on the shtar. Tzricha, even that case needs to be listed, that would disqualify the get as well. Gemara says now, Hayab b'mizach v'kasa b'marav, if he's in the east and it was written in the west, or in the west and written in the east, we said the get is possible. Man, who referred to? Who is in the east? Who is in the west? Ilema baal, if it's the husband, hainu shina shema v'shemira v'shemira. That means changing his name, and not his name, really his city. So we already listed, if you change the city where he was, the place where he was, that's already disqualified. What's the new chiddush by mizrach and marav? And the lav sofer must be where the sofer is, where the sofer is writing, I'm here sitting in a wimner writing the get, where the sofer is situated, and that's what it's referring to. Kedamar lehu Rav, l'safrei, Rav said to the sofrim, v'chein amar lehu Rav Huna, l'safrei, Rav Huna said the same thing to his sofrim, ki asvisa b'shili, k'suva b'shili, when you're sitting in Shili, write that you're in Shili writing this get. V'yavagab d'memsen lechu mile behini, even though you're told you were pointed in Hini, in a different place, you're supposed to write down the location where it's being written. V'chi asvisa b'hini, if you're sitting in Hini, k'su b'hini, write that you're writing it in Hini, v'yavagab d'memsen lechu mile b'shili, even though you were told in Shili to write it, you have to write the location where it's being written. Okay. So the Gemara says, Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, the last line going on to Amar Beis now, Zu Divrei Remeir. That which we mentioned, that the get is possible, Rashi says, get possible, Mishum Shalom Malchus, that's only according to Rabbi Meir, like we said above, that anybody who calls Mishan, Mimapeya, Shatav Chachamim, a get possible, the Vlad is Mamzer. Aval, according to the Chachamim Omrim, who argue in Rabbi Meir, Filulo Kas of El Lashem Center, the Santer or the Center, Shabir, Hareze Migreshes. The Chachamim are not so makbid which government you're writing. You can even write the center of the city. Who's the center? Rashi says the top line center mefarish bibaba basra bar michavne zakin hamamuna lios baki benachlas gvul sada kolishvi. She's the guy in the town who knows all the all the borders and where their line ends, and he's not a chashiva guy. He's an important guy. He knows everybody. He's not a chashiva guy. So therefore, plays an important role. Even he is enough to mention his name. He's not so makbid. So Gemara records a story now. Hahi gita dahava ksiv bei l'shem. Istandra Dibashkar. They write on it that it's written for the shame. They mentioned a certain governor. He's more chashiv than a center, but he's not the melech either. Rashi says, Shalton Shabashkar Avdo Shemelch. He served the king, but he was still a very important official. So that's what they wrote in the get. So Shalchar Rav Nachman by Rav Chizta Lekame de Rabba. They wanted to ask Rabbi, is this a kasher get? Ki hai gabna mai. So Shalach Le, he sent back to him. Rabba reported back, Afilu Rabbi Meir Modi, even this case, Rabbi Meir will allow you to use such a get. My time, I mean, also Malchus, who it's still from the same Malchus, there's no competition here, it still isn't ever the Melch, that would satisfy the Melch. Umayishna of a center, Shabir, so why doesn't it work the center of the year also? He works for the government also, he's in a federal office, yes, it's not a chashid position, but he still works on below the king, so maybe that should work as well. Or it says, to write down the guy working in town of Hempstead stamping all the documents, that's a zilzil to have the government represented by that guy. But to have the guy, the istandra, the chashiva, governor of the local community, that would be considered shvach to the government and would be permitted. And the Gemara says, now, Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Zud, Divrei Rabbi Meir, this again is all according to Rabbi Meir. They think the Vlad is kasher. If a person changes something important or something not important in the get, the Vlad is kasher. And Rashi says this is referring to a Shal Malchus. That if Shal Malchus is not mentioned, Rabbi Meir thought it was going to be a Vlad Mamzer. Chacham thought, no, that's not going to be Likuva. It will not generate a Vlad Mamzer to Vlad kasher. However, Modim Chacham le Rabbi Meir, Shem Shina Shema, Shem Iro, Shem Ira, if you do change the names of the individuals or the names of the cities, then they'll agree Shal Vlad Mamzer. That is more essential. To the get. So Amr Vashi Vafa no Nami Tanina, we also learn in the Mishnah here, Shina Shmo, Shema, Shemiro, Shemiro, any of those, Teise, Mizeh, Mizeh, Vechad Rachma Eluba, all those things we make her get divorced from the first wedding, from the first marriage, and from the second marriage, and everything else we mentioned. So Gemara says, Haman Katanila, who authored this Brisa? Ilema Rabbi Meir, if Rabbi Meir was the author of this Brisa. So then, Learvinu Lisnai, why not teach it together in our Mishnah altogether? The fact that we're not teaching it with all the other halachas of Rabbi Meir tells us, Ela Shmamina Rabbanan Shmamina. It must be an independent author. It must be the Rabbanan who argued Rabbi Meir elsewhere. But in this case, he'll agree that it will generate a Vlad Mamzer. Okay, the Gemara says now, Kol HaRayos Sh'amru V'chulei, we said the situation where if, again, we'll recap, the Reuven and Shimon, Shimon had two wives. One of his wives was the daughter of Reuven. Shimon dies, so Reuven, of course, can't marry his own daughter, but so she can't marry, they can't do Yibam Chalitza with his daughter. Through the halachas of Yibam, the Tzara also goes scot-free. So they go free, great. The goes ahead, they go out and get married, the Tzara gets married to somebody else. And it turns out that the Bas was actually an islandess. That means Shimon was never really married to the Bas. And when Shimon died, the Tzara was really attached to Reuven. And Reuven never did Chalitza, never severed that attachment to allow for the Tzara to go out and get married. So in that case, we say that she requires a divorce from Reuven and a divorce from the new husband as well. So the Gemara says, Nisu in Zinulo. This is only true if she goes out and gets married to somebody else. But let's say she doesn't get married, she just has Nus with somebody else. That will not disqualify her, and she can get married after that point to Reuven. So the Gemara says, Lema teve tiyufta de Rav Hamnuna. This is tiyufta to Rav Hamnuna's statement. Dama Rav Hamnuna shomeres yavam shizinsa asuli yavama. He held that if she's a shomeres yavam, she's supposed to be protected, and she's almost secured by her yavam. If she's mezana, it becomes the same halach of asla baal asla baal, that she's now asr to get married to the yavam. So this case, we said, no, only if she gets married to somebody else is she asr. But if she's nusin somebody else, then she's permitted to get married to the yavam. Gemara says, "Lo, you made the incorrect diak from our Mishnah. Nisu v'huadin lezino. Even though the Mishnah talks about when she gets married, even though she was mizane with somebody else, she would also be usher to be with the yavam. V'haide katani nisu. So why do they only mention nisu? L'shem al yanaka. They wanted to choose a more appropriate, a nicer way as opposed to znus. In a chanami, the same halacha applies. Ikadami. There's another version. The Gemara says nisu v'huadin lezino. We say, even though the Mishnah says Nisu, the same halach would apply if she had Znus, she would also be Aser to the Yavam. So Lema Mesaile, in this version, let this be a support for Rav Hamnuna, Dama Rav Hamnuna, Shomeres Yavam, Shizinsa, Asur Liyavama. Verse says, lo, not true. Maybe Nisu Dafka, the Mishnah says only if she gets married to somebody else, is she Aser to the Yavam. Mishum de Michfa, Beisha, Shehalach Labaila, the Medina Sayam, because it could get very confused with a woman whose husband goes overseas. Rashi says here, "De mechlifa beisha shahalach b'ayla Medina Sayam ubav amrula meis," and they're going to say, "Ah, your husband died overseas. Balecha v'nisays meis balecha v'nisays. She's going to get married. Dasrina leil mehedar v'afa pisha be'onus. Now she can never get remarried to her husband. If her husband shows up, she can't get remarried to him. V'afa pisha be'onus. It was onus. She was trusting the edim. She was told to trust the edim. Mishum shema yomu. People might say girish rishon v'nasazeh v'chazar rishon v'chzir l'acher gishin sheni mimsa machzir gushasa mishinises. People are going to think that's an iser machzir gushasa where she was married to the first husband, got divorced, got married to her second husband, got divorced, and remarried the first husband. That's a violation of an Issa D'Oraisa Machzir Gushaso. Now, even though it's not really Machzir Gushaso, because she never really was single, it looks like that. So it says Rashi, Hachanami, here too also, Armin and Hacha will say here, Shema Yomu Chalat Zev Nasav Zev Echule, that she did Chalitza with the first husband, got married to a second guy, got divorced from the second guy, got remarried to her Chalutza in the beginning, even though that didn't actually happen, that's what people are going to say. So that only applies to if she goes ahead and gets married to somebody else. So Val says, Rashi's Nus, Les Le Kala, Kulihai. If she has Nus, people don't really find out about it so much. Umiyada Yada, to be Tutsa Havev, Lo Chashi, Lech Chalutza. They're not going to think that she was a Chalutza and got married and had Nus with somebody else, and therefore has no concern. Okay, fine. Marino says, Hakonis is Yivamto. Person marries the Yivamto, and turns out that the Yivama was really an islandess. That means a Tzara, who initially thought she was single, is not really single, she's attached to the first Yavam. And the Mishnah had a few different cases here, like this. We had Konis is Yivamto, we had Konis Yivamto, we had Kasav of Sofer. So, Mar wants to know, why do you need all these different cases? V'tzicha. Di Ashminan,
I think it's especially poignant on this issue, because the last part of the Mishnah said if somebody's not kones because of arayos by the same case of yavama, and the she ends up not being, you know, she ends up being an islandess, then the whole thing applies by yibam chalitza case. This is also a yibam and chalitza case.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's not just like another case of yasafek erushin. They're two back to back yibam chalitza cases,
so uh-huh,
that create like an extra chiddush that would be yibam.
I gotcha. So let's see. So the Gemara says, "V'tzicha, you need both these cases." Di Ashminan, if you only taught the case b'hach k'maisa, in that very first case, which hach k'maisa we're referring to, mishum de lo akayma mitzvah yibum, In the first case, there's no Yibum, because since the daughter was an Erva to Reuven, so the Tzar got to go free, there's no mitzvah at all. So that case, we say you have to get remarried. You have to... Rashi said, look at Rashi. The lo kai mitzvah Yibum, shaydeh ha-erva, nisei satara. Lashuk, the Tzar went to go get married to somebody else because the other, the co-wife was a Erva. Hokach, ki iglayu, the lav Tzaras Erva, havi, when it became apparent that the first one was not a Tzaras Erva, because the Erva was an islandess, kansin la, mishun de lo him tina vasin le aibam, we penalize her to say, because she didn't wait, she should have waited a little bit, and therefore she's usher to be with the Yavam. That was a knas we gave her for being impatient. Havalhacha here, the kaim mitzvah zibum, a malo. This case, where konis yivamto, they did, or tried to be mekaim the mitzvah zibum, maybe there should be no penalty, and she could stay married to the first guy. Rashi says, aval seifa, the kaim mitzvah zibum, kishenise zo l'shuk, adeshenis yabba tarasa, emasu lo havile lamtune, v'lo niknise. The tzara waited for the mitzvah zibum, so she didn't, she should be penalized. How should she know that it's going to turn out that the co-wife was islandess? So she did nothing wrong, so maybe there she shouldn't be penalized. Kamashvam, we penalize her in that case as well. And then the Gemara says, v'yashmina n'hacha, we taught the second case here of the konis yivamto, mishum de karami akame. Says Rashi, what does that mean? V'tana seifa, mishum de rami akame, shedei naflu t'chila l'siyabim kachas. Both them were really zakuk to the brother-in-law. Uch shenisiyava hachas kodem shetavi shtei saros hayala l'tarasa. She should have waited until to see if this co-wife, who was apparently at the time a katana, to wait to see if she grows shesaros, to see if she's going to mature and not an eyelids or not. So it was also incumbent upon her, this chiv, initially. Aval Hassan, by the case of the daughter, Dilo Ramya Kame, Emalo. But there, she was not expected. There's no Zika at all to her and Reuven, because there was the co-wife was a bas Reuven, and therefore there's no obligation on her. So maybe there, we shouldn't have to penalize her. Well, Tzricha, even that case we have to teach. Also, she gets penalized. Okay, the Gemara now quotes the last case of the Mishnah. Kasav hasofer v'tav v'nasan get leisha v'shover v'chulei. Reb Elazar omer im la'at v'tzet yatz v'chulei. Reb Elazar says if they realize right away that the get and shover were switched around, so then we say, okay, it was not a good get, give them back to the proper parties. But if it was after lachasman, then we say we're concerned there's some kanunya going on here, and we do not trust the first husband to ruin the marriage of the second husband. So the Gemara says, heichidami la'alter. How does one define la'alter? Heichidami la'achasman. How does one define after time? So Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, calls man sheyoshin v'osu tzukin v'osu inyan zeh la'alter. Whenever they're sitting down still discussing the halachas of Gittin, so that's considered la'alter. But the moment, amdu, if they stand up, zeh la'achasman. That's considered already after the time. So that's according to the first opinion, that's according to Shmuel. Rav Adar Bar Abba says, no, Amar lo nises.
Would she have gotten remarried already in that time? They're still sitting there talking about inyan and gerushin. Would she have gotten remarried to another guy that you have to apply these halachas?
Right, so that's the Gemara's question. That's exactly the Gemara's question. Very good. So according to Rav Adar Bar Abba, Amar lo nises zel alter. If they never got married, it could be 15, 20 years. That's still considered alter. There's no question to deal with even, because she's not married to somebody else. Just give her the right get. But nisus, if she gets married to a second husband, it could be right away she gets married to a husband, the zeh lachasman, and then there's going to be some ramifications to deal with, and that's what's considered after time. So the Gemara quotes the Mishnah, this is your very question. Tanan, lo kohemna minarishon labet isuchos hashasheni. The first husband is not allowed to ruin and destroy the second marriage. So bishmal of Adar Bar Abba, hainu de katani sheni. There can be a second marriage because that's the definition of lachasman according to Rav Adar. But el shmuel, my sheni is shmuel. We're not talking about where they ever got married. La'alter, there's no marriage to talk about. There's no sheni at all. So it says the Gemara, at the top of the page here, Zechus haru'uya l'sheni. He's ruining his Zechus. Rashi says, what does that mean, Zechus haru'uya? Mishiyatzasa miflei ha'edim, b'cheskas migreshes, zachta linasei l'sheni. So the moment she walks out, being able to be divorced, now she's roy to marry somebody else. But they can now come along and say, no, they're ruining the possibility, saying that she still is married to the first guy. The get and shover were actually switched. So that's what it means, l'sheni.
This top Tosfos on Pei Aleph discusses the question we had about Kanunya. What's the Kanunya?
Uh huh.
He says.